2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die." And they arose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us." Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. I preach to you today, faith in action. Faith in action. Would you pray that God would help us to put our faith in action today? Thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your spirit that's in this house. And God, we thank you for the great atmosphere of faith that we find ourselves in today. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us not only to have faith, but help us to make that step of faith, to put faith into action, Lord, to respond to your word, Lord, to receive what you have for us, to press forward, God, believing that you are going to provide and that you are going to make a way and that you are going to open that door. We give you all of the praise and all the glory. We give you all of the worship today in your precious name. Everybody said, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. If you don't know anything else to say, you can just say, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your name we pray today. In your name we need help and deliverance today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 tells us, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." What we find from this scripture is that there is absolutely no way that we can please God without faith. We can't be a true Christian without faith. We may dress the part, we may look the part, we may act the part, but if we're missing faith, then we're lacking as a Christian. Looking at this principle of faith, what kind of faith are we talking about? The Bible says that demons believe and tremble. And of course, we know demons are not saved, so it must be more than just believing that God exists. We can talk about our belief in God all day long, but that is not what saves us. If so, then of course the demons themselves would be saved. And in fact, you know, those demons, they may believe more than in God than some of us at times. But that's not the kind of faith that we're talking about here. What we need is to have a faith that is strong enough that it has action to go with it. We need to put our faith into action. James tells us in 2:17, he says, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" In other words, if we want to please God, If we want to see victory, if we want to have that breakthrough, if we want to do the will of God, then we've got to put our faith into action. It has to be more than just belief, but that belief has to be so strong that there are some actions that go along with it. That's why Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." That's why on the day of Pentecost, when the crowd heard Peter preaching and they started to feel that conviction, they asked, they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter didn't say, "Hey, just have faith. Just believe in God." No, he commanded them to put their faith into action. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." If we want to be pleasing unto God, if we want to have victory in God, if we want to connect with his will for our lives, then we've got to put our faith into action. Because faith without works is dead. Hebrews chapter 11 is the great faith chapter. The hall of faith, if you will. It starts off by saying, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And it goes on to give examples of the elders in the Bible who put their faith into action. "By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Amen. He must have been putting his faith to work. "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he was moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house." Amen. He put his faith into action. "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and he gave commandments concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. And so they acted by faith. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, it would have been easier just to go along and be an Egyptian, but Moses said, "I'll not do it because I'm a child of the King of Kings, and I'm going to walk this life by faith." By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as if on dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down when they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. These all made it by putting their faith into action. Turn to somebody and say, "It's time to step out in faith." Come on, it's time to walk by faith. It's time to put our faith into action. Amen. God wants to see somebody that's going to step out on a limb and say, "I don't necessarily have all of the reasons why to do this, but I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight." In church family prayer last night, there was a moment when, when I distinctly felt that there were several situations here where God was waiting for someone to put their faith into action. And God was just looking for someone who in the midst of their situation would begin to praise God and would begin to thank him for the victory that was going to come, for the breakthrough that hadn't happened yet, but by faith they were going to reach out and take hold of it. It's time for somebody to declare in this house, I don't care what the circumstances look like, but I'm stepping out on faith. It doesn't matter to me what others may do, but I'm going to keep serving God. I'm going to keep living by faith. I'm going to keep walking by faith. I don't say this lightly today, but I feel truly that God is looking for someone that's going to stand on his word and say, Lord, I believe you. I believe your word. I take you at your promises. My body is racked by pain, but Lord, I step out by faith and I believe you today. My family might be in trouble today, but Lord, I believe your word. I don't know exactly what all to do, but you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we would ask or think. And so I don't care what anybody else says. I'm going to step out by faith, and I'm going to claim a miracle. I'm going to stand with the elders in Hebrews chapter 11 and walk by faith. Amen. Oh God, let there be an arising of faith in this house. I pray, Lord, our faith would be increased. I pray that our faith would turn our eyes towards you, not on the things of this world, not on the circumstance around us, but Lord, help us to have faith in you. There are too many passive Christians, good people, precious people, bought by the blood of the Lamb and filled with the Holy Ghost, but too passive. Nothing really moves them too much. They're not really what you'd call active participants, but they're more like passive onlookers. You see, that ought to bother us, because the Bible says in Matthew 11 and 12 that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. We need some boldness. We need some bold faith. Where we have passionate faith. Some radical people. Somebody that they're going to make a move and that they're going to do something. They're going to do. Somebody is going to take some action and they're going to take hold of their situation and they're going to shake that thing through prayer. They're not going to accept the status quo, but they're going to shake the forces of darkness until there's a victory. Hey, you might have a child that's not living for God, but it's time not to be passive. It's time to come alive. It's time to take hold of that situation by faith until something changes. You command that enemy. You give me my family back. You give me my child back. You give me my finances back. Come on, give me my joy back. I'm not going to be a passive Christian and just let you steal everything that God blessed me with. But there's something that rises up in me, and I'm going to put my faith into action. Come on. God has given us the ability. He has given us the power. Don't sit back and be passive, but you go to prayer. You go to worship. You be faithful to God and declare victory today. Well, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on God. You keep waiting, but sometimes God's waiting on us. Sometimes God's looking for somebody that'll take a step of faith where they don't understand exactly how it's all going to end up, but it shows to God that they're putting their faith in him. When you step out on a limb, you got a little less to stand on. But when you're stepping out in faith of God, It shows God, hey, Lord, I'm not going to trust in my ability. I'm not going to trust in my finances. I'm not going to trust in this world. But Lord, between you and me, this limb's getting kind of slim, but I'm going to put my faith in you. And there's something about God when we step out in that kind of faith and he realizes they are kind of crazy. They are kind of wild. And they really do take me at my word. And they do really stand upon my promises. And there's something about God. He's drawn to that kind of person. And he says, I'm not going to let you be out there all on your own. But I'm going to come and stand with you. And I'm going to carry you. And I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to open doors that you could have never opened on your own because you stepped out in faith. Hey, I tell you, God is able. He has all power. He's promised that power to us. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on me to put our faith into action and make a move today. We can sit here and be passive until we die. We have to decide that I'm not going to do that. I'm going to live. I'm not going to die, but I'm going to have victory. I'm not going to die, but I'm getting up out of this. And I'm not going to wait around while nothing happens, but I'm putting my faith into action. And I'm going to create something by faith here in the middle of this trial. I'm putting my faith into action. And I'm going to praise my way out of this thing. I'm going to give my way out of this thing. I'm going to believe my way out of this thing. I'm not going to sit here until I die, but I'm going to do something by faith. Now in the text we read today, we find that the city of Samaria had been surrounded and is now under siege. And there was a great famine because there was no food available. It was so much that even very small amounts of food were selling for extravagant prices, and the people were desperate. So desperate in that city that they were even eating their children because they were so hungry. And it's in this environment that the prophet of God speaks in 2 Kings 7 and 1. And then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. I don't know that I'd consider myself a prophet, but I feel God spoke to me to tell somebody, there's a word for you today. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. It was such an unbelievable thing, such an outlandish prophecy, that one of the king's lords, he just kind of scoffed at it. And Elisha said, you're going to see it with your eyes, but you're not going to get to eat of it. And in the meantime, there were four lepers outside the gate. They're caught outside because they're lepers and they can't get into the city. So they're also caught inside the enemy's line. And so they've got nowhere to go. They're stuck there in the middle of a famine. They're just getting weaker and weaker and weaker. There they were. Their strength is about gone. They didn't have any hope. They were about to die. And one of them says, you know what? Wait a minute. Why sit we here until we die? If we get into the city, we're just going to die from the famine there. If we sit here and do nothing, we're just going to starve to death. If we're going to die anyway, then let's do something. If we're going to die, let's die on the move. Hey, we don't just have to curl up here and just accept this situation. If I'm going to die, I'm going to make a move. Turn to your neighbor right now and tell him, come on, you've got to make a move. Faith only works if we work it. Faith only works if we work it. Faith doesn't work if we just have it. Faith doesn't do anything if we just set it on a shelf. Faith only works if we work it.
Faith without works is dead. Come on, somebody. You need to put your faith into action today. We've got to get rid of this give-up spirit. Where we think, oh, I just can't have revival. Our church just can't grow, and we just can't reach that person. We can't save that family. We can't save that marriage. We can't get that blessing. We might as well just faint and wither away, because we got to have faith that puts in something into action. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 5. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And the enemy got to thinking that the king of Israel had hired a bunch of other armies to save them. And so the enemy gets up in the middle of the night, and they left their tents, they left their horses, they left their camp, they left all their food, all of their supplies, and they fled for their life. It all happened because four lepers made up their mind. It all happened because four outcasts. They weren't popular. They weren't cool. They were four unclean lepers. But they had the right action. They put their faith to work. And God caused their footsteps to sound like a mighty army. And the closer they got to the enemy's camp, the greater the noise was. And the greater the army sounded, until the enemy said, we can't do this any longer. And they ran away scared. Scared of four limping lepers who were on the brink of death. But they had the right action. They had the right action. They put their faith to work. Is there anybody here that you've got at least enough strength to be a limping leper today and say, God, I can't do this by myself, but I'm not going to sit here until I die. I'm going to step into faith. I'm going to step into action, and I'm going to see you do the work. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time for somebody to say enough is enough. Devil, you're not taking another thing. I've had it up to here with your junk, and you tried to get me to quit. You tried to keep me down. You tried to discourage me, to steal my joy, to steal my blessing. I'm not just going to sit down and die, but I'm going to put my faith into action. I rebuke that spirit of fear that you sent my way. I rebuke that doubt and that unbelief. Hey, devil, you're going to wish that you just left me alone. You're going to wish that you just let that sleeping giant lie, because I'm going to come alive, and I'm going to be passionate, and I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to do something by faith. I want to tell somebody today, if you will start it, God will finish it. If you will start it, God will finish it. If you'll just step out in faith, if you'll just get up out of that place of depression and that place of despair, if you'll just stand up and shake off that spirit of fear. Come on, I feel it in the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody needs to stand up, and you just need to shake that thing off of you. I'm not accepting that spirit of fear. I'm not going to live out of a spirit of doubt and unbelief, but I shake that thing off. I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm going to put my faith into action. Hallelujah. We've got to start to make that move. We've got to start out by faith. The miracle didn't happen until four weak and dying lepers got up and determined that they were going to make a move. And so the four lepers went back and told the city what had happened. 2 Kings 7:16 says, and the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel. Two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. The lepers didn't know about the prophecy. Don't you know God has seen your situation? And don't you know that God's already got a plan for your deliverance. He doesn't always tell us his plan. He doesn't always let us in on the secret. But what it takes is somebody to get up and put their faith into action. And that's when God says, that's my child right there. That's what I was waiting for. That was the signal. That's what I was looking for, was somebody to make a move by faith. And that Lord of the king who had doubted and had scoffed at the word of the Lord, what happened to him? Well, you can imagine when the news began to spread like wildfire through the city. And so that evil king appointed this Lord to keep order at the gate. But the people were so hungry and they were so desperate, and they rushed through the gate and they trampled him so that he died. He saw the miracle, but he didn't get to eat of it, just like the prophet said. There's something powerful about faith. Even when it seems impossible, even when others make fun of you for believing in God, even when they mock you for depending upon God's word and putting your faith to work, I tell you, you keep believing the promise. You keep praising God for victory. You keep putting your faith into action. You keep marching forward and claiming victory. God has a way of dealing with those who mock his word. God has a way of taking care of those who don't get with this program. You keep pressing forward. You keep putting your faith to work. There's victory. There's blessings. There's supernatural provision when we put our faith into action. How many expected me to pull that out of there? Anybody know what this is? Ice cream maker. It's a pretty neat contraption. A couple of weeks ago, we had a Labor Day picnic and had some people make some ice cream. It's got a motor here. It's got a container here. This is where all the good stuff goes. You put in some milk and some sugar. Got to have some sugar. What kind of ice cream are we going to make? We're going to make vanilla. I guess that's easy. Put in some vanilla flavoring. Some people put in eggs, egg whites. There's other things you can put in there. Heavy whipping cream. A little more sugar. Maybe we could put some strawberries in there. Some cherries. Well, we don't want to get crazy now. Strawberries or cherry? You want cherries? Okay, we're going to make some cherry vanilla. Strawberry. Okay, we'll make half cherry and half strawberry. You put all that in there, and it's got this little wheel that turns around. You get that in there just right. Close everything back up just tightly there. And put it back in here. And what else do we need? Ice and salt. Put some ice in there and pack it down. And actually, I found out the hard way. Before you do that, you put the motor here. Tighten everything down, and you start the motor. Because there's a process. You got to have ice in here, and you got to add some salt to lower the melting point of that ice to get it as cold as we can. And if you put all the ice in first and then try to start the motor, it'll get in a bind. But you get things kind of turning a little bit. Now we have ice cream. Well, not yet. We got all the ingredients. It's all there. It's all ready to go. The potential is here. But it's a process. It's a process. It takes time and it takes some action. We've got a
when we plug it in and that motor starts turning, there's action. You can go back out here after 5 minutes and say, do we got ice cream? Nope. It's just milk and sugar and strawberries and vanilla flavoring and cherries, whatever. You can go back 20 minutes later and where's our ice cream? It's not there yet. But along about 30 minutes or so, you'll hear that motor. It's been real steady in its revolutions, and all of a sudden it'll kind of catch a little bit. And I tell you what, there's something inside of me. It kind of gets a little excited when that happens. Because I know something's happening. Something's changing, and then you'll hear a little, it'll get maybe a little higher pitch, and it's still working. It's still not quite there, but something's changing and something's moving and something's happening inside that container. And then finally you'll get to the place that it locks up because it's no longer milk and sugar and vanilla flavoring, but now it's a frozen, delicious dessert. I want to tell somebody, you have everything that you need to see your miracle. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus. You've been baptized in His name. You've been forgiven. Amen. You've been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. God has given all of us a measure of faith. But once you get all of that together, there still is lacking something. It's the faith, putting that faith into action. And sometimes we take one step of faith, and it's a crazy step of faith, and we look around and realize we're standing out on a limb all by ourselves, or we think we're by ourselves, and the miracle still hasn't happened, and the miracle is still on its way, but we don't see it yet. And we wonder, well, maybe I was a little too crazy. Maybe I was a little too bold. Maybe I need to step back to where it's safe. But I want to tell somebody today, you keep pressing forward by faith. You keep believing in God. You keep trusting God. You keep faithful to church. You keep faithful in your giving. You keep faithful in your prayers. You keep calling on the Lord for your loved ones, because there's going to be a moment. It's not going to be very long, but you just keep living by faith, and all of a sudden you'll hear a little change. There'll be a little shift in the atmosphere. There'll be something different, and you keep on praying. Don't you stop then, because you're almost through to your miracle, and you believe. Believe God, and you press forward like you've never done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, I want to tell somebody, you've been in the church maybe all your life. Don't you dare give up now. Don't you dare stop now. Don't you stop praising God now. Don't you stop praying now, because we're almost there. We're almost there to the promise. We're almost there to the miracle. We just got to keep putting our faith into action. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I wonder if you stand with me today. Hallelujah. I want to make a challenge to every person in this house, in this altar call today. There may be some that you need healing. We're going to pray with you for healing. There may be some here today, you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you'll come to this altar and you'll ask God to forgive you of your sins and you'll begin to worship God, I believe God will fill you with the Holy Ghost and you'll speak in other tongues like they did in the book of Acts. There may be somebody here today that your family needs a miracle. We're going to pray with you for a miracle today. But what I really want us to get before we leave here is for every person today, I want you to ask God. Ask God, how can I put my faith into action this week? Young people, I don't want you to think I'm just talking to the adults. I'm talking to you too. Adults, I don't want you to smile and think, well, I'm talking to the person next to you. No, I'm talking to every single one of us. In this altar call, I want us to ask God, how can I put my faith into action this week? Maybe it's a financial situation. God, what can I do to connect me with that financial miracle? Maybe it's a new endeavor, a ministry that you feel God is calling you to do.
Maybe it's to teach a Bible study and you've never taught a Bible study, but you want to see it happen. And so, God, what can I do to step out in faith? Who can I talk to? God, what door is going to be open if I step out and make myself available? Every single one of us today, I believe God has something prepared for you that when we leave here today, we're not just going to leave and forget about this service, and we're not just going to leave and go about our business, but we're going to go out putting our faith into action. Our life is kind of like reading a book. As you turn the pages, you read the book and you find out a little bit more. Now, we could try to skip to the end, but it's not that way with life. We have to just turn it page by page. But you keep turning it page by page, and you keep walking by faith, and you keep trusting God, and you keep living right. And I want to tell you, when you get to the back of the book, you're going to look back through those pages, and you're going to see the hills, and you're going to see the valleys. You're going to see the victories, and you're going to see the times you stumbled. And you're going to realize it's going to make up a perfect story that gives God the glory, and it gives you the victory if you trust in God and you learn to live by faith. Hallelujah. I don't know exactly all the needs here today, but if you need a need of a blessing of healing, if you need a financial miracle, if your family is really going through a trial right now, whatever it might be, if you need the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want you to come around this altar by faith. And I don't want you to come begging the Lord and just so despairful and all of that, but I want you to come praising God for the miracle and thanking God for the victory and blessing God for the financial miracle today. And we're going to believe that God's going to do it in this house because we're going to step into action. We're going to put our faith in action today. And when we come, I want you to be praying, God, show me what I can do. What can I do this week? How can I put my faith into action? How can I step out on that limb by faith so I can connect with that miracle that you've got for me? Come on, somebody. Come to this altar by faith. Come worshiping God. Come praising God. Lord, I magnify you. I thank you, Lord, for the miracle. I thank you, Lord, for your promises. I worship you, God, for the financial need right now. God, I praise you for that lost loved one. They're coming back. I'm not going to let the enemy steal my joy. I'm not going to let the enemy steal my victory, but I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to believe God for his promises. I'm going to stand on the word of God today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, you may not have a whole lot of strength, but do you have a strength just enough as much as those lepers to say, I'm not going to sit here till I die, but I'm going to get up and make a move. I'm going to make a move of faith today. Lord, show me what I can do to step out in faith. Lord, speak to me. What can I do to put my faith into action? Lord, what can I do to connect with my miracle today? What can I do to set things into motion right now, Lord? I'm not going to sit here till I die, but I'm going to step out in faith. Lord, give me the answer right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, show me that person I need to talk to. Show me that one I need to minister to. In the name of Jesus, I want to put my faith to work. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, now, Lord, you see every need in this house. You know every need of healing. You know every need of a miracle. You know every need of salvation. Lord, we've stepped out in faith. We're standing upon your word. I pray that you would begin to minister and flow through this house. I pray that you would send your angels to begin to minister to these needs, to minister to these situations. I pray, God, that you would let there be deliverance today. I pray that you would let there be healing today. We give you the praise. We give you the worship right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for it right now. I thank you for it right now. I thank you by faith. I speak it by faith. I command it by faith. Shando yororobo sotro korelele la maniera kieta bahaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shando rorelele moniera bahai. Hikoterebo korebo satra tararababasha. Hitaya la mando yorobo sokotere bahaya. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He kota rebole mandi arabasikiti le moshata yarabahaya. He said, do yoromondo yorobo sotro tore le naramandi abahaya. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you may already have the answer. God may have already spoke to you of something that you need to do to put your faith to work. Receive that from the Lord today. Receive that from God and say, Lord, I'll hear it. I'll do it, Lord. I'm going to step out on faith this week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to speak a crazy word of faith to your situation. Brother Rick Lovell, pastor over in Cape Girardeau, had an incident about a little over a year ago. His young son was playing in the front yard, and I don't know exactly what happened. A ball maybe went out in the street or what it was, but his son went out into the street, and there was a car coming along at that moment at a very high rate of speed. He didn't exactly see what happened, but he heard the impact, and he turned, and his young son flew from the air through the air. I think it was like 40 feet. And he ran to that son, and he's screaming, and he's praying. And he gets to that broken body, that lifeless body, so tragically taken. All the way there, he said he didn't know exactly, but he just heard himself cursing life, cursing death, and speaking life to that body. And he got there and said, I curse death right now, and I speak life to this body. And that boy was miraculously healed and raised up, and there was no broken bones or situation in his body. It was a miracle. I wonder if somebody would just be crazy enough that you'd start speaking life to your situation. You'd start cursing death. You'd start cursing diabetes. You'd start cursing cancer and proclaim life right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we proclaim it by faith. We speak 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 life to that situation. We speak life to that life. Oh God, you see that life bound with sin. We speak freedom today. We speak deliverance today in the name of Jesus. You are well able, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I hope we got a little faster song here somewhere. I don't know what you got playing, but I want you to take somebody by the hand or put your arm around somebody, and we're going to praise God for the victory right now. We're going to praise God for the liberty that He wants to give us. We're going to make a connection by faith. And before we leave this house, I believe God is going to show you, He's going to show every person what we can do to put our faith into action. Come on, would you bind together with somebody? Would you begin to praise and begin to worship the Lord? Lord, I praise you for my miracle. I thank you ahead of time, Lord. I praise you by faith. I thank you by faith. I worship by faith, oh Lord.
I'm claiming my promise God has promised to me. I'm standing my ground, His word I believe. The devil can't stop it, blessings on the way. I'm claiming my promise today. Oh yes, I'm claiming my promise. God has promised